From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. According to the World Health Organization, the United States is the epicenter of the flu pandemic of 2009. No other place has such widespread infection. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
After Mexico, the United States bore the brunt of the first wave of this pandemic, and it continues to lead the world, says Dr. Anthony Mounts of the World Health Organization.
So far, it doesn't look like it's peaked in the U.S. yet. They're still having fairly intense transmission.
In contrast, swine flu is spotty in Europe. Iceland is a flu hotspot. Ireland, Spain, and France are seeing increases, along with Ukraine and some other parts of Eastern Europe, but much of England has been spared so far. Northern Asia has some pandemic flu, but in the south, not so much. Most of Africa is in a tropical zone where flu can circulate at low levels for long periods without big seasonal peaks, but some African countries are reporting school closures due to flu. Richard Knox, NPR News.
A transit strike could be in the offing in Philadelphia, and that could disrupt transportation for thousands of fans headed to Game 3 of the World Series between the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Yankees tonight. We have more on this from NPR's Carol Van Dam.
The union threatened to go on strike a minute past midnight today if talks with Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority did not go well. But after the deadline passed, Allison Cooper, vice president of Transport Workers Local 234, says union negotiators agreed to do as Governor Ed Rendell asked and continue talking until 6 o'clock this evening. Tonight's game begins 2 hours later. Cooper confirms the union, which represents 5,000 subway, bus, and trolley workers, will talk until 6. SEPTA spokesman Richard Maloney says management will do the same and hopefully, he says, come to an agreement. The Phillies and Yanks are scheduled to play the third, fourth, and fifth games Saturday, Sunday, and Monday in Philadelphia. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama says while the state of the labor market may not be cause for celebration, we're still moving in the right direction. The president, in his weekly address, says more than 640,000 jobs were created or saved in September because of his economic stimulus plan, particularly in the small business sector.
The Recovery Act was designed to help small businesses expand and create jobs. It's provided $5 billion worth of tax relief, as well as temporarily reducing or eliminating fees on SBA loans and guaranteeing some of these loans up to 90%.
But analysts expect the unemployment rate will hit 10% this month. In September, it hit 9.8%. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she will press the U.S. Congress to support an international pact to combat climate change when she speaks to the House and Senate next week. Merkel leaves Monday for a two-day trip to Washington. This is NPR News. A Tucson woman badly hurt in the sweat lodge ceremony, which killed three people in Arizona, has filed the first lawsuit in the incident. The suit alleges negligence and fraud against James Arthur Ray, the self-help guru who ran the ceremony. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
The sheriff's department near Sedona, Arizona, is already investigating the incident as a homicide. More than 50 people were crowded into a makeshift sweat lodge on October 8th as part of a $10,000 spiritual warrior weekend run by James Arthur Ray. The lawsuit was filed by Sydney Spencer, a Tucson woman who was hospitalized with kidney and liver failure and respiratory arrest. She alleges Ray, who sat by the sweat lodge door, deprived her of air and water and exposed her to toxic fumes and high heat. Ray has announced he's canceling all of his remaining 2009 seminars to deal with the incident. The publisher of the best-selling author's books has also announced it's delaying the release of two of his books. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
The U.S. Coast Guard has found the body of one of the pilots whose training plane disappeared off the Texas coast on Wednesday. According to the Associated Press, the pilot's identity has not been released. But authorities said Lieutenants Joseph Houston and Brett Travis Miller, ages 29 and 30 respectively, were on board when their turbomotor plane lost contact with a naval air station. The second pilot is still missing. There's still no sign of any of the nine victims involved in the mid-air collision off Southern California's coast this week. Authorities say they don't believe anyone survived the crash between a Marine Corps helicopter and a Coast Guard plane. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.